St. Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace, Grand Rising. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today we're going to talk about unlocking growth through gaming. You know, like when you're playing a game and you know you got them characters or you got them new like levels that really takes time to put in the work to unlock. You know, they might be sitting there in the shadows just until you're able to conquer the last level so that way you can bring that to the light. So, with that being said, life is like a majestic game. You know, it's full of challenges, opportunities, triumphs. And just like our favorite video games, we can navigate through them levels and we can overcome them obstacles and we can collect those power-ups so we can reach our full creative potential. And just so that we can affirm this creative potential, I want to make sure that we're able to ground ourselves to receive the knowledge that we're going to be open to sharing and the guests that I'm looking forward to introducing y'all to. So wherever you are, ground yourself, place your hand on your heart, place your other hand on your gut, breathe deeply with intent, and ask yourself as you breathe, what is something that you would like to receive as you inhale? And what is something that you are letting go of as you exhale? Talking about earlier, the gaming world, you know, can really offer us a lot of lessons. And I used to play Sims a lot in my youth, and that really was, I think, a way of affirming that I could create my reality, even though everything may not be exactly like a video game, you know, like I can't put a cheat code up in that joint and just drop $1 million. But, you know, there is a way to essentially affirm the code of life. And I think affirmations is a big part of that. And that's why, you know, I hope everyone knows about Mirror Talk affirmations that, you know, are also every Monday at 9:30 a.m. And, you know, if you're not able to tune into the Zoom, you could definitely tune into On Air Philadelphia to be able to get that. But I definitely believe that affirmations is the way to get the cheat code of life. You know, you got to affirm the subconscious mind to really be able to help build belief and mental fortitude. So some of the things that I wanted to discuss a little more about is resilience and perseverance. So we learn to rise from our failure. Like, we learn to rise into our power from the falls that we have had or encountered in the past. And ultimately, we're learning how to adapt through new situations and find, you know, innovative ways to, you know, essentially build problem-solving energy. Because a lot of times people have, like, complaints or, you know, diminishing the value of a situation when there's always some wisdom or a lesson that can uplift you in something, even when you're experiencing turmoil. So I think this is an important part of acknowledging our personal growth and noticing that there's a power up that we can receive in moments like that. So, for example, when I had a moment of losing my favorite phone and I had all my memories on there and I had music that I created and just so many things that I really wanted to, like, really remember, essentially, I was upset that I really, you know, lost, like, a milestone. I felt like, you know, something that really was going to go with me long term. And then I just realized, like, I don't really need my phone to answer the ancestral call, Like, I call it the ancestral call because I'm usually called to do something or say something or be somewhere. And essentially, I'm called to do that from within, from trusting the energy that I'm affirming from within myself and the power up that I've developed, which was self-care, self-awareness, and the ability to, like, continuously learn and know that, like, any turmoil that I've experienced literally brought me wisdom and clarity towards why I need to continue building myself or, you know, upgrading my skills and my mindset. So that goes on into connection and community. We can experience, like, the value of collaboration and, like, friendship and mentorship, but we also have to be, like, open to that experience too. You know, like, a lot of people sometimes aren't experiencing collaboration because they're not open to really connecting with someone and seeing how you could be able to, you know, essentially create a vision together. And when it comes to gaming, you have to be open to, you know, playing with someone. You know, it depends on what type of game you're playing, because, you know, if you're playing a fighting game, you know, you competitive, so you're like, yeah, I'm gonna kill you. But when you're playing a game like a adventure game and you have to come together, it's like strategy involved, you realize that, you know, working together is what helps each other get to closer to the goal or closer to the mark of, you know, getting to the boss level. And you're able to have that teamwork play a part of, you know, how you speak to each other, how you connect, you know, and ultimately, you know, how you persevere. So as we embark on this, like, epic journey of life, you know, we have to remember, especially when it comes to gaming and our connection with ourselves, is that we are the hero of our own story. And essentially, a message that came to me about this is that it's okay to be perceived as the villain in someone's story to be the hero of your own. You know, sometimes we may be looked at as a villain just because you had to set an energetic boundary or you had to say something that doesn't make someone, you know, comfortable. It might make them uncomfortable because it's bringing up something that they might have to face or conquer. And just know that, like, ultimately, when your intent and your integrity and your heart space is aligned, you know, you are the hero of your own story. You know, everyone's experience is going to go the way it is meant to go for them and their highest good. So the other message is that every experience is a chance to level up and grow, even the ones that make us uncomfortable. Like, I love having uncomfortable conversations. You know, like, you know, it might feel like, you know, nervous or anxious about it, but ultimately it's like, I know that there's going to be growth on the other side, like, immediately. Once I know I feel uncomfortability, that's my identification that, like, oh, okay, I'm about to grow after this, you know? And that's something I think to keep in mind. Another thing is that mindfulness and presence are the ultimate gaming hacks. Like, when I was talking about the code, you know, the cheat code of life, affirmations is bringing in mindfulness. And being present can really allow you to focus and be engaged in our ongoing experience. Ultimately, we want to create more experiences that are full of joy, connection, and personal growth. And I will say, one thing that I really love to do is to celebrate growth and progress. Like, I really love to acknowledge, like, our improvements and, you know, our accomplishments, because no matter how small, like, we deserve to reinforce our motivation and our confidence within ourselves and know that we are cultivating something with intention. And that's why I wanted to introduce a divine multidimensional being as well, by the name of Chris Bounds. I've got to know this guy just throughout just our creation of our reality, creating of music, creation of a game that he is cultivating. And I would love for him to speak more about that as well. And safe spaces that he also cultivated. Toon Namaste has been a great space. He liked to call it a nerdy game experience. But ultimately, it's just a space where everyone is able to be themselves, where they're able to, you know, show up as themselves. If you want to have cosplay, or if you want to, you know, just dance, or if you just want to, you know, be invested in the culture of gaming, being able to, you know, just have fun and let your inner child just be expressive. So ultimately, I think that these are all attributes of, you know, like how we always talk about being ourselves and accepting who we're becoming. So I would love to introduce Chris Bounds to the show. It's also known as That Kid Pounds.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. What's good, y'all?
My guy, I definitely, like, wanted to jump right in and say that, like, the things that you've been creating are, like, very special. And I always wanted to give gratitude to you for how you've been able to invest into your game and invest in the things that you do in the safe spaces. Something that I think I wanted to really ask you is, like, how can gaming be, like, a form of meditation or a form of self-reflection?
Well, I think gaming is one of the best things in the world for allowing a human being to enter into a state of flow seamlessly. Mm-hmm. And allowing themselves to be entranced, but an entranced in an interactive experience that they are also co-creating simultaneously, because they are the player. Mm. So that's how I, like, on the simplest level would describe it. But it also could be any type of thing on how people feel about it. It could be just the fact they have free time to do it, just the fact that they get to do it with friends, or just something to do when they're alone, like, mm-hmm. to expand their well-being based on where they are currently.
I like that. And it also reminds me of, like, games can be a great way to, like, alchemize energy too. And it just reminds me of, like, that time when we was just frustrated, man. We was just sitting there at the airport, like, dang, we really missed this flight. Mm-hmm. Like, we really missed this flight to go on back to Philly from Vegas. It's like, oh, man. And thank God, like, you just had the game just at the go. Just like, yo, you know what? Let's play Melty Blood. Let's alchemize this energy right now. And I started to realize in that moment, it's like, we was just so angry at just our unfavorable situation. But then, you know, once after, you know, playing a couple games, we was just like, oh, I feel like I really fought. Like, I really feel like I really let out some energy that, you know, needed to help me, you know, bring more grounding and a sense of peace. So, yeah, you really kind of, like, brought that to the forefront with that game. It was really funny.
it is a great game, and it's a great game for that particularly, because fighting games in particular really do help you, It's a very intimate experience when you think about it, because it's like you're learning someone from an instinctual level. and their patterns and how they like to play, and then you're working around that in your own way. And they're adapting to you while you're adapting to them in real time. It's very intimate.
Yo, for real. No, especially, yo, shout out to Melty Blood. I'm like, that joint is popping. And it's like, also, it's like, we're in a new culture of, like, the video games, or, but then there's also, like, physical games as well, you know? So it's like, even though a video game can be partially physical, where it's something that, you know, we're, you know, invested in, or we, you know, we're playing on a control, it's like, there's also card games and, like, board games and stuff that's really, like, more interpersonal, stuff like that. I wanted to ask you, like, how does the act of, like, playing cards, you know, with its elements of chance and strategy, you know, reflect for you and your human experience? Because I know you are cultivating, you know, a card game of your own. So, you know, how could that experience, like, really help you? Or how have that incorporated anything towards your chance and strategy of life?
I would say, just from the process of that and the process of cards, is just that a lot, my experience, I feel like it's a very relatively well-known gaming medium that, like, it's more accessible in that way because people understand kind of how cards work. Now, the cards being used might be different based on what they're being used for, what game they're being used for. But people basically do have the grasp of, like, okay, this is a card, and I use this card in this game. Mm-hmm. It's a very different experience than, like, playing with, like, a video game where you, they might be playing something that they have never encountered before in their life. Mm. Like, yeah, they might have seen a controller, yeah, they might have pressed some keys, but, like, you're giving them and showing them mechanics that they've never even thought of. So now, from the subconscious level, they're also having to get used to that, versus if you're showing them a new card game, they at least understand the base level of cards. I'm saying they have to register the rest of it, which is in that regard. So, but when it comes to using and creating cards, they just feel good for the hands. Yeah, they're very, like, malleable in a way. Mm-hmm. I see people when they play with the cards, they move cards around. The tactileness actually adds a lot, and they're very easy to transport as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that they just, I think that's why they're such a popular medium, just on the nature of them.
And what is your game about? Like, because it's like, people are going to be able to, like, sit down. Like, I've seen, like, you know, people really enjoy themselves playing the game and just, you know, having laughter and enjoying themselves. But I know it's a multiplayer game as well, just as much as, like, a matching game, you know. So it's like, how have that game, you know, developed for you, and what is it about, or for those who don't know?
Yeah, so Aduko is a matching multiplayer card fighting game where you match gems and colors to defeat your opponent. I wanted to capture the energy of Lunacy, which is a great, like, family game, or a group game, really. And you sit down and you have to match patterns as quickly as you can. I actually have it here. We should play it later. But that game was really fun, but I noticed that when you only had two people, it wasn't fun. It was more fun the more people you had. And I was like, okay, can I make a version of this, but that could be played by two people? So I came up with this fighting game aspect. But as I was working on the aspect of the fighting game, I realized that this game could be played with a bigger group. And that's when the majority of the foundation of the game really came into play, because I realized that the lunacy of matching cards in the context of, like, how Lunacy does it really applies well in the context of matching gems and colors in the context of a fighting game, and allowing people to feel like they're stringing together moves and combos, versus if they were using a joystick or controller, there's all these different movements that you need to memorize and so forth, versus when you're just matching colors and gems, it's just seamless. It's more of an easy concept to grasp. And in addition to that, the multiplayer aspect of it allows people who aren't good at fighting games to feel like, to not to have to feel like they're the only person on the bill. They know that there's someone else that's going to be helping them in this experience. And it's not solely, everything is on their shoulders. So if they're just bad, they're like, oh, I'm never going to get good. It's like, no, I can get good because I have a friend with me who is helping me. Mm-hmm. And I'm also getting a chance to learn the rules. And that's, I think, one of the best things that you can
one of the best experiences I've had. Don't get me wrong, though. The one-on-ones, it's, you know, I did my best to embody Super Smash Brothers, but in a card game. So, that's...
That is beautiful.
It's like the majority of it.
Hey, so where did the passion come from when it, like, being invested in gaming? Like the fact that, like, you wanted to create a game, you create a safe space called Two Namaste as well, where everyone can get together and play games together. It's like, where did this passion and love for gaming come from for you?
So the passion and love for gaming comes from just, I want to have fun. Mm-hmm. It's nothing more than that. I just look and I find games that make me feel that feeling. And that feeling to me is the entrancement into what I'm doing in the state of oneness with the experience I'm having. I've been playing games since I was a kid. My older brother had a console, and some of my earliest games are Nintendo 64, Super Smash, Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, that's a throwback.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Star Fox and stuff like that. Halo, when we got our Xbox. Early GTAs and Midnight Clubs and other racing games. But I mainly played FPS's majority of my life. You know, there's a lot of Apex, Rainbow Six Siege, Call of Duty, Halo, as I mentioned before, and Gears of War. But I have always been fascinated with the concept of fighting games because I also watch a lot of anime. And, like, I think the choreography of the scenes are very beautiful. It's almost like dancing, but it's not.
Yo, yeah, don't get me started with Dance Dance Revolution. That joint, I would tear you up in that joint.
That is a great game.
That's a good joint. No, I definitely love that. Yeah, I really wanted to ask you that because ultimately, like, I just feel like fun is a reminder of the inner child wanting to be able to express themselves or, you know, really be able to enjoy time together. And one thing that I really, like, love about you or respect about you is that you really make sure that you're seeing everyone have fun. You know, like, you really want to make sure, like, did you have fun? Did you enjoy yourself? You know, just really making sure that everyone is, you know, invested in the experience that they're able to get, you know, just experiencing more happiness more than what they had before they came to a place, you know. And I think that's important when it comes to making safe spaces as well, especially it's, like, it's a gaming experience, you know. So it's, like, everyone has to be present to be able to play the game and enjoy their time, so... Yeah, I really wanted to highlight that. And was there anything, like, new or anything on your heart that you feel called to share or something that you feel like will be able to enlighten those who are listening right now or, you know, something that they may be looking to receive out of this experience?
Trust yourself. Well, I do listen to the feedback of other people when it comes to creation. And I don't do that when I make music. And that's like, for music, that's like, I don't really care to hear others' opinions unless they're making it with me. Like, I don't want to hear that, mainly because that sounded that way because it came out of me that way. So for me to not honor that is unfaithful to myself. But with gaming, I had to learn that if this is meant to be played by more than just me, I need to also take those people's opinions into consideration, but also still serving me at the same time. So it's more so a balancing act. So I really had to trust myself. I had to trust myself that I like this and that I also like the version of this that I know other people like.
Okay.
So it really is a state of co-creating because, like, I can make the game, but I've never been able to play the game by myself. Until it's a video game, I can't play by myself. I've always needed to have someone else to play with me. So it's always been the balancing of me really looking into their eyes and seeing if their pupils are dilated and seeing, like, from their minute body movements, like, are you actually engaged? What are the parts of this that make you engaged? Like, that's a lot of fun for me. That's honestly where a lot of the mechanics of my game really came from, was seeing what made people, like, smile or stand up or like, just express themselves.
And then you're like, I need more of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how do we get more of that in there? And then being open to other people's, like, feedback too. You know, that's really cool too. And if the fact that you found the balance within like receiving that, opening up, and then like not taking it personally, because it's like that's the whole point. It's like that's like when you're playing Uno, and just before you get to playing, it's like, all right, now we did the shuffling, we dealt out the cards. Hold on now, before we throw out any card, what are the rules of the game? Because everybody got different rules. So it's like before we get to a fight, and then, you know, somebody do something, you're like, wait a minute, you ain't say that was the rule before. You know, so it's like, let's get on the same page. And I think the fact that you open that up to just receive, and then you actually like invest it in the next time you're going to play again, like that says a lot about the growth and the fact that you are intentional about your gameplay.
Oh, yeah. I take it seriously.
I can tell. I always can tell. And then one of the last questions that I had on my heart that I wanted to ask you, was ultimately like, how can like playing like the game that you're cultivating, like really foster like a sense of community for people who are, you know, looking forward to either not only being a part of like playing your game, but also someone that might be looking forward to creating games of themselves, or, you know, creating anything for that matter.
You said foster community?
Mm-hmm. Foster a sense of community.
Being present.
Mm.
That's the only way. Because if you're not present, you're not going to be able to connect. It's hard to play a game while you're also texting at the same time.
Mm.
It's also hard to talk to somebody while you're texting somebody else at the same time. It all requires presentness.
Mm.
And a good game, that's what a good game does. A good game makes everyone who plays it present.
Mm.
They're in the moment. They're in the flow. They've connected through. That's why I mentioned prior. So for anyone making games, that would be one of the main things I would say. Like, which aspects of it allow you to feel present? Mm. And just trusting your feelings, because that's the most important thing. As well as the most important thing for a lot of other things.
But, mm.
You know, one way, you know, a thousand ways.
Mm. Dang. That was a good question. It's like, so like, what are the ways that you can bring more presence within your life? That's a good question to leave with them.
Yeah. That is a great question.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like at this moment, I'm starting to like reflect deeply on what's allowing me to like slow down, receive, still being like reflections of stillness, and ultimately like introspection. And I think like all of these experiences, like even with like being with you and having this like great time that we've been having, like I think I've been very like introspective of like the energy that we put out, how reciprocative we are, how intentional we are with our time and energy, and what we're creating, you know. Like, and I think honestly the fun that you cultivate within not only creating your own game, but the fact that you translate that in any game for that matter, it's like, you know, it's like enjoying the time that we're sharing with one another. And that's why I ask like fostering a sense of community, because like being present in each other's lives is what really can foster a sense of community. And I think that having that medium where it's like the game is the conduit where everyone just like comes in from wherever they are, all different walks of life, and they essentially agree that, you know, we're going to walk this walk together. You know, we're going to enjoy ourselves while we're going through it. And I think you really bring that into purpose with just what gaming means to you and how you've been able to share it. You know, so I really appreciate you for just being here.
No, I'm grateful to hear you say that. And I'm grateful that you are here as well.
Did you have any other messages you wanted to share with the people, you know? You know, this is a grand rising. This is the early in the rising. You know, everybody just getting up. You know, they still getting themselves together. This, you know, it's a Monday rising. They trying to get their week together. You know, what you got anything you want to say? You know, we just getting into it.
The only thing I would say
morning year
is a couple of words for y'all, which is, I am myself. I know myself. I am a voice for myself. I love myself. I trust myself. I am free with and around myself, and I am grounded within myself.
Message! And the energy that we are allowing to speak through ourselves, may we affirm greatness, may we allow ease and bliss to be in our current reality, may we affirm grounding, to be able to affirm who we truly are, maybe continue to grow and who we're becoming. And we'll see you next Monday, rising 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.